It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
Well, I guess we should dive into a trending report. What's going on locally, Katie Cat?
Yeah, well, it was Groundhog's Day yesterday, and as you heard Hold on. Yeah?
Did you say Groundhog's Day?
Isn't that it?
It's Groundhog Day.
Aren't there more than one groundhog out there?
There are, but
Groundhog's
Day?
I still think it's Groundhog Day, right?
I think it's Groundhog's Day.
It's Groundhog's Day. Groundhog Day.
Potato, potato.
Groundhog's Day. Wait.
Groundhog Day.
Groundhog's Day. Wait, now I'm on Katie's side.
Now I'm confused.
It's Groundhog's
Day. No, because it's not plural. It's groundhog with the apostrophe S. Like, it is the Groundhog's Day.
It's their day to tell us what the weather's going to be like.
All I know is if we're talking groundhogs, we are going to skyrocket in ratings amongst 65-plus today.
Well, let's go.
Tell me about these saw, Katie.
Did you not hear?
No.
Punxsutawney Phil?
No, I didn't hear because I'm
weeks of winter.
Not elderly.
What?
Really?
Yep,
he saw
six more.
His shadow? And the local guy,
unbelievable.
First of all, Flatiron Freddy, I am just finding out, isn't even a real rodent.
Who's
He's
Flatiron
just a
Freddy?
Stuffed yellow belly marmot.
Yeah, I've never heard of
the
talk about
boulder
him.
Rodent.
Don't say it like we all know. Flatiron Freddy
yes,
is the
Flatiron
boulder.
Freddy is the boulder. He's our weather teller.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, who, so.
Huh?
He comes from Boulder.
Well,
and
so
he comes out like to do his little prediction on skis mm-hmm. or a nice car. Like, they make a big deal about it. But he's just a stuffed yellow belly marmot. He is
He's taxidermied. He's a real
he's
marmot.
He's not even real?
No.
No, but we talked about this last week. Remember in the story, there are like 12 other groundhogs that are just taxidermied, but they still somehow predict the weather.
This is what we're doing in Boulder?
I know. Mm-hmm. I was very confused
as well.
When
is this crap going to end?
Yeah.
When is somebody going to raise their hand and speak up?
I knew you would not before this. I was like,
the whole thing's dumb.
Jeremy's not going to be on board with the stuffed yellow belly marmot telling us the weather. He doesn't like the weather anyway, but it's the stuffed yellow belly marmot giving us the news.
You're ruining my Monday already.
I knew it. But just
so where
case,
do they keep this stuffed rat?
He is at a museum. It's funny because one winter apparently he got left out in the snow because he got all dusty and stuff, so they had to clean him up. But he started decaying.
Ridiculous.
And he returned yesterday for his prediction. He agreed with Punxsutawney Phil, by the way.
He saw his shadow
But
okay,
they
hold on, Katie.
Yeah,
what's more dumb, that this is a taxidermied groundhog or the poor soul that has to carry this thing outside every year and pretend like, ooh, doo, doo, doo,
yeah.
Doo, doo.
Yeah, the spectacle is.
Yeah.
Who's the poor soul that has to do
that? And the people waiting for him to bring him out and stuff, right? Like, there he is.
There's a crowd for this?
Oh, yeah. They have a big celebration at the Ranger Cottage at Chautauqua Park in Boulder every Groundhog Day. Yeah, this is a big thing. So,
is it?
I was confused about that? He was a stuffed rodent. I didn't get it until I put it all together this morning, and I was like, wait a second.
My apologies for interrupting you so much.
No, it's
today,
okay.
Because I know somebody will message me, but I just can't wrap my head around this.
This is a hard story.
I can't comprehend that they're bringing a dead animal out and saying, oh, it's our shadow.
Listen, Jared,
he's wearing skis.
Punxsutawney Phil, Punxsutawney, the one in Punxsutawney, he's been going around since 1887, so it's not going away anytime soon, buddy. I'm sorry. Whether you like it or not.
I gotta join politics.
Yeah.
I told Nicole the other day, I was like, I should get into politics.
I'm gonna
I'm going to bring this up. I'm going to bring a bill to the state to end this guy first, and then it's going national.
You're gonna bring a Punxsutawney bill.
I gotta talk to Trump.
No more Flatiron Freddy.
Groundhogs are ridiculous. They're some of the dumbest animals.
They are.
Frankly, many people have told me. Many of them are stuffed. It's stupid.
And they are stuffed. At least ours.
This
have
is
a
ridiculous.
Little...
I'm gonna put tariffs on the groundhogs.
We have a little more creativity as far as how they come to the celebrations. Though I do like this about Flatiron Freddy. He can arrive by canoe, bobsled, zip line,
it's just
skis,
getting worse.
Other modes of transportation. At least we have
Cannon.
Some fun with it. We have some fun with our stuffed marmot.
Somebody put that rat in the ground.
It's not like you can kill him.
Enough of this.
Well, let's move on to this next story, shall we?
I'm sorry. We spent way too much time on that.
Okay, you're going to love this one. Did you hear the Denver Fire Department responded to one specific building in 2024 134 times.
What happened
there?
Was
it a hospital?
It's not a hospital.
A school. The kids were pulling the alarm.
No, it's an apartment building. Oh. The Windsor Condominiums. They're right off Larimer Street in Denver. They were built in 1981, but they have been to this apartment this last year 134 times because of smoke alarms. Obviously, it's a fire department.
So is it a short?
It's when they're cooking. So the smoke alarms are so sensitive, and they're saying that if they're not burning food, it is literally when steam even touches these smoke alarms that they go off. And the fire department's like, we have to treat every alarm as if it's a fire. Like, we can't be like the wolf, you know, the boy cried wolf.
Yeah.
We can't act like that. We have to respond to each and every single one. They're trying to fix all of the issues, but even in 2023, they responded 49 times, and this year alone, they've been called to that apartment building a dozen
times.
There's
got to be a way to turn those down.
They're trying to figure it out, but they actually have Truck 4, who is designated to this apartment, and every time they're called out.
Not again.
Yeah, they said again that they have a contract with the company to replace the current system, so something's underway to get things, you know, fixed.
You have to wonder.
My gosh.
Hey, our tax dollars are actually getting worked there.
These guys are obviously hard workers. We 100% support our first responders, let's just say that.
Yes.
But you have to wonder, that truck that is assigned to that particular building, if they're maybe not in that much of a hurry when the alarm goes off at the station, you know?
Yeah.
They stop at the stoplights?
They're like, no. You know, they wake up, and they stretch. If it's like in the middle of the night, they're like, they go to the bathroom.
No, they totally do like rock, paper, scissors.
Oh,
like, who's 100%. Going? Who's going? Like,
maybe
I don't want to go this
Starbucks
time.
First.
Yeah, right. We know
what
this one
is. A little cream cheese bagel and
like,
coffee.
I feel like they would maybe take just a little bit more time.
Anybody need to go to the bathroom? Anybody?
They say that's not happening.
All
they're
right.
not getting complacent, but they want to tell people too. They don't find people for those alarms going off, because I know that's a question people ask. Like, is this apartment building getting fined for having to have this many?
It's not their fault.
It's not their fault.
It's hardwired into the entire building,
and that's kind of the thing. Trying to get those smoke detectors replaced, but they are so close to the kitchen that we're talking every time people cook.
Like, you blow out a candle, I feel like
exactly. Exactly. Those alarms go off. So moving on to sign spinning, which is an actual thing now. When I go to games, I see sign spinners out at Ball Arena, especially during like playoffs and stuff. And it's like my favorite
thing.
It's
funny that that's still a thing.
Makes me so happy.
Those spinners.
I love it. I love when people are on the side of the road.
It's tax season. You're going to see the dudes dressed like Abe Lincoln and the Statue of Liberty.
The Statue of Liberty,
oh,
yep.
They play them like a guitar.
Yeah.
It is so much fun. Well, the March Sign Spinning World Championships are in Las
Vegas,
and we have a local company, Arrow Sign Spinnings of Denver, who will be in the competition. So Jay Vallon and Shaman Ingram are with Arrow Sign Spinners. They are competing in this in March.
Really?
No, it's amazing.
It is amazing.
They base it on style, execution, and difficulty. And I will never forget.
And virginity.
The level of
virginity in these two,
no.
I tell you what, they're going to go all the way.
Are you kidding
They've
me?
Never even seen a breast.
No, when I went to the Nuggets game, especially during the championship, they had
these guys
on site.
Jared.
They were doing
Shut
flips.
Up.
They threw their sign in the air. Then they did a flip. Then they
they're
caught their sign.
I wish I had a girlfriend.
And then they did a little dance move. Like, I'd hang with them.
You ever see the guy that...
I'd mess with the
Hey,
sign
listen,
spinner.
You are single and ready to mingle. Talk about some easy dudes for you to pick up. I'm serious. Go find yourself a sign spinner dressed in a gorilla suit outside a pawn shop and get you some, Katie.
Hey, maybe I'll go to the sign spinning championships in Vegas in March.
Report back.
Exactly.
Report back.
You're
going to
come back exhausted.
Vegas. Like, spin me, spin me.
Yeah, that's exactly what they're going to do for roughly 45 seconds.
I thought this was neat. And again, a local story. And good luck to our local team for the sign spinning world championships.
That's a very powerful story this
morning,
Katie.
In Las Vegas.
Bring home gold, guys.
Yeah.
Bring home gold.
Yeah. You know, he's ranked 7th in the world. So he's got a
There's
good
probably
chance
10.
Of bringing home
There's probably 10 people there.
There's 7. He's like, I don't want to brag, but listen,
10.
On my Tinder profile,
come
I
on.
Have noted that I am ranked 7th place in the top sign spinners in the United States.
I'm a fan of sign spinners. I just want to point
great.
It out.
They're
you guys
flip
make
a
me
sign
happy.
That says single, single.
Make me happy. All right. Hey,
what?
Speaking,
oh, you have more.
Speaking of the weather.
What?
Oh, really?
So we have experienced some really nice warm days, and we're going to continue that this week. Like, we're going to see all over 50, except for Saturday. This week, so it's going to be really, really nice. That wind brought it to us. Did you see we recorded a gust of 92 miles an hour at Boulder's NCAR Mesa Lab?
Dang,
isn't that
I
crazy?
I love that place.
That's not, fast.
They well, know wind.
They
there
know
for
the
sure.
know wind.
Yeah,
92 mile an hour gust last night.
Unbelievable.
And that wind is supposed to clear out, but today again, warm and 70, and we could break a record today with the temperature. The daily record is 70. It was set back in 1954, so pretty good chance we're either going to tie or break that today with a high of 70 expected.
Imagine
in
the car washes today.
Yes.
Oh my God. I actually sat so in much. One this weekend because I do the car wash plan, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And so I pulled in. I was like, son of a biscuit, because that line was a mile long.
Oh, yeah.
Those poor guys working that just looked miserable.
They get them through pretty quick, though. They get you through
they
pretty
do.
Quick.
They do. The one guy that's like right at the entrance that kind of guides you onto the conveyor, you know?
Yep.
He was soaked.
Oh,
just
oh,
so like it's just getting splashed
sprayed the whole
constantly.
Time.
Oh, I would
ugh.
Hate that
poor guy
job.
Looked miserable.
He
wet.
Should look into sign spinning.
He should.
He
yeah.
should. He'd really, probably like that much
all
better.
That flipping would dry him off.
Competition
sure.
fierce. Yeah. yeah.
Hey, I do want to welcome you guys to National Golden Retriever Day. Aren't they cute?
Oh my
gosh. Oh my gosh.
Yes.
I love golden retrievers and I love labs.
They're
so
the best.
Shout out to those very smart dogs. The Grammys were on last night. I don't have a lot of information in front of me. All I know is that Taylor Swift didn't win anything.
No. And Beyonce did.
Beyonce got Country Album of the Year.
And this Album of the Year. She got both with Cowboy Carter. And a lot of people happy about it. Some people not so happy about
it. A lot of people happy? Who?
There's a lot of people happy about it.
Who the heck were those people?
Beyonce
a lot of people
fans
don't care.
Are happy about this today. And there's a lot of them. But there are a lot of people who didn't care for her country album anyway. So
yeah,
the fact
that
it won country
I
album of the
year.
I
feel like this was just kind of a given to her because she hasn't been winning awards for this
and
album.
She's never won a Grammy for album of the year, right?
This is like
wasn't
a Chiefs game
it?
Where they're just making up these calls now for people. It's ridiculous.
When, did you see the video of when they announced it and she was sitting there like, what? What?
Did you see the country stars' reaction? They were like, slow clap, yay.
Yeah,
was Lainey Wilson there?
Oh, Lainey Wilson was there. Yeah.
I love her.
So was Casey Musgraves, and she did not hide her face at all. She was like, oh, yay, that's good.
Oh, okay,
good
I got to see that. I love Casey Musgraves.
She is a beautiful woman.
Yeah,
she's
I
great.
Love Casey.
Yeah.
I think Lainey's coming to town. I think I sent Nicole a picture of it, but I guess I didn't. I think Lainey's coming to town ball?
Is she at Ball Arena?
I think so.
Let's see.
I want to go to there.
Yeah.
She's
a good
cute.
Country artist.
She's so good, and she's just so cute.
August 16th, Ball Arena, Lainey Wilson.
There you go. What day of the week is that?
You betcha.
I bet you that's a weekend. If it is, I want to go.
If it's a weekend.
Like, and she's funny, too. She's really
August
funny.
16th is a Saturday.
Oh, date night for
you.
Get
your truck and your cowboy
you know what?
Boots.
This
your
is
denim.
A little tit for tat since I
little
took Nick Nack to Justin Timberlake and all night she was all, oh.
Now you're going to stare at Lainey
now
Wilson.
Now I'm going to look at Lainey Wilson.
Yeah, but Lainey's gone all Ozempic on you. Do you like that or no?
She looks great.
She does really. Look really good.
She was known for something else and a lot of people were really upset about Ozempic.
I know.
That thick booty.
Well, exactly.
Which I think she referred to it as her turd cutter.
Yeah.
Well, I
during
mean,
one interview.
Let
y'all need
what.
To stop looking at my turd cutter and just enjoy my music.
Can it be both?
Yes,
there's
it
not
can.
Yes, so
it
much
can.
junk
yes,
back
can.
There anymore in my trunk.
And then Will Smith's son showed up with like a castle on his head.
Dude, a house.
What is that all about?
And that's where I feel like I'm definitely getting older when you're like, I don't understand fashion, but I feel like. A lot of people didn't understand the house on the face
and
last night, right?
Surprisingly, like, he wasn't the worst dressed.
I know. There
it was Beyonce. It was Kanye's
wife who showed up not dressed.
She just forgot to dress. Yeah.
She dropped her fur coat on the red carpet completely naked, right?
Was shocked.
Well, she had, I mean, it was
like
a
bodysuit.
Yes.
Completely like,
see-through body. Like, no underwear.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, I don't even know what words I want to use right now.
You heard the photographers
was...
in the background. They always go like, hey, give us some shoulder. Turn right, turn left.
She gave you everything.
This guy in the background goes like, drop the jacket. Because she wore a huge fur jacket. She dropped it and turned around. You hear him go, whoa.
Yeah,
like, audibly
exactly.
go, whoa.
Six more weeks of horniness.
Is that what that
Six
means?
Six more weeks of horniness.
Oh,
yeah,
the
that's
prediction.
What that means.
She was naked.
That's good.
good.
Yeah, anyway, so that and much more happened last night.
Sabrina Carpenter, I want to give her a shout out because I did see a little of her performance and I love her. I just love the style she brings. She's got that self-confidence and she's all of like 5 foot even. She's so little, just fun little pocket size talent. Like she is so cute.
I love her and her outfits. She's
Here's Josh loves her too.
She's great. Here's Jer on sports. There's a story out this morning talking about how much these guys are getting as they make their way to the Super Bowl in bonuses. Saquon Barkley.
Saquon. Yep. Almost.
Whatever.
You almost had that.
Jer on sports. He's a running back for the Eagles. He's getting $500,000.
Yeah,
as a bonus.
Makes sense.
Most of these guys are going to get about $171,000. And, of course, they, you know, negotiate all that in their contracts and stuff. Did you see what Mahomes is getting? I think it's 1.5.
Wow.
That's a nice little bump.
Everybody's
sick of him, right?
I don't even want to wear red right now.
Oh, I am so irritated. Oh, my goodness. I can't even right now. There's a survey out this morning talking about your TV for the big game and what size you want. And the size that everybody wants is 50 inches. You okay with 50 inches, Katie?
I mean, I'll take it if I have to.
I feel like that's small. 50
I'm more
inches.
I know anymore. They're
like,
should
be like a 75. Yeah.
In my family room, I have a 70, I think it's a 70
in
there.
I think my family room is a 65 or 70.
And I want to go bigger.
Oh.
Costco just dropped a 100-inch
I don't know about
TV.
That.
That's, you don't know.
It's gonna take up a whole wall.
I don't know about that.
I don't know about that.
It's all right. It doesn't matter.
My gosh. I need a TV. Isn't it like right now the best time to buy a TV or something because of the
big
game?
It's funny. The ads were coming in and it's like TVs, couches, refrigerators are on sale.
Well, I know if you wait until after, you can even get the discount because the people who buy the TV and then they return it after the big game and then you get that TV on discount. Maybe I'll wait.
Yeah, maybe you should. Real quick, here's clickbait. Make your way to our Facebook page, Jeremy, Katie, Josh on the FB. I posted a link for all you beauty hack people out there. It's a young lady on TikTok who says, just rub banana peels all over your face and you'll look real nice.
Smell
you can find that
too.
On our Facebook, Jeremy, Katie, Josh on the FB.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.